Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu Tumfuphi on kaya959.
Good morning, Gugu. Just yesterday on the show, we were talking about tariffs, we were talking about subsidies, and now the Nigerian government is offering telcos in their markets a 50% tariff increase.
Yep. Now, context always matters, right? Because this has been a long time coming, especially when it comes to a market like Nigeria. Let's put things into perspective. You and I have spoken about the Nigerian economy for some time now, just in terms of the depreciation in their currency, high inflation rates, and essentially it's made it very difficult for businesses like MTN and Standard Bank, MultiChoice as well, to get their money out of the country. So in other words, the market has really become very difficult to operate in. That's been exacerbated for companies like MTN over the last 10 years. Nigeria is one of their biggest markets on the African continent, where they've been there consistently investing in making sure that they are able to provide telco services. Throughout these years, they faced a number of regulatory hurdles. A few years ago, it was linked to SIM card registrations, similar to the RICA system we saw here in South Africa. Then there was a challenge to have MTN listed on the Nigerian Stock Exchange to foster a sense of local ownership from Nigerians, and a plethora of many other regulatory hurdles as well from the Communications Authority. Over the last few years, given their ongoing investments with other telco companies, they've been pushing for a tariff increase. They initially asked for 100% as an increase to take place, but the Nigerian Communications Authority Commission instead has actually allowed a 50% tariff rate adjustment. So it's half of what they require. It has been, well met and well received by the market. MTN's share price was also up by just over 5% yesterday. But it really brings about a greater question as to, you know, how governments, regulatory environments do create an area and an environment that is fruitful for ongoing investment by also working with these companies who themselves, yes, are fundamentally there for profit, but also provide a very critical need, especially when it comes to communications infrastructure. But I do think one day there needs to be a whole discussion on business operations in Nigeria. It's a lucrative market, but really needs you to be tough.
It's a wild, wild west. Oh, man. So now Mr. Price has also got a trading update. And for me, it doesn't come as a surprise, but majority of consumers that buy from them actually buy on credit.
Yeah. Now, this one shouldn't be a surprise, as you correctly say, because if we think about the last few years, we've really been battling high inflation and high interest rates. And much of the alleviation we've seen on our pockets as consumers has come through in the latter part of 2024. But on Mr. Price, this is typically what most retailers do. They tend to give us a 14, 15 week update just in terms of their sales operations, specifically from October, November and December, to really give us an understanding of what trends we might have witnessed. Mr. Price came through with an update and it looked fairly lucrative just in terms of the sales that they were able to witness. Overall, during the festive season, the group sales had increased by at least 12%. Now, that incorporates cash and, of course, credit, but also right across the spectrum of stores that they own. Mr. Price Apparel, Mr. Price Home, their kiddies offering as well, and not forgetting the likes of Studio 88, which they recently acquired. The concern, though, that they do highlight is credit sales, because this essentially shows that consumers are still fairly weak in terms of our pockets, and where we find ourselves struggling, this is where we ended up opening up store accounts to make sure that we could purchase goods from Mr. Price. That, however, hasn't offset much of their growth, because they are still intending on opening up just under 18 new stores in South Africa, which then elevates to their footprint to more than 3,000 stores in the country. Meanwhile, they're also bolstering online sales, which increased by at least 10.5%, though it only contributes 1.8% of total retail sales. So it's an interesting one to watch, and I think does give us a better understanding of our health as consumers when it comes to our pockets and the spending trends we have.
No, 100%. What are the markets looking like?
Markets, yesterday we started off really strong and then had a rather weak close. 84,654 points is where we'll open up from today. I must tell you, though, that many commentators we've been speaking to are still apprehensive and uncertain as to how Donald Trump will continue to influence the lay of the landscape when it comes to market conditions. So I think we should continue to brace for what could be quite a volatile first quarter of the year. Currency-wise, though, Trump has been good for us. 18.50 is where we're trading to the greenback, 22.80 to the British pound, and against the euro, we're at 19.26.
Well, thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugu Tumfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.